some of you to check in on me occasionally. I have spent an inordinate amount of time on Twitter lately, and quite frankly, I'm Twitter-pated. So there you go. About every 4 hours, I'm going to need somebody to text me or email me and say, Pastor Jenny, get off of Twitter. Because I keep falling down these rabbit holes. And the one that I've been spending a lot of time on is called Weird Anglican Twitter. So it's a group of priests and deacons and lay people from around the Anglican communion, mostly North America and the United States. And they just get on these jags. So the big thing that they're working on right now is about virtual communion. Now, I'm not bringing this up because we're going to have a discussion about it. That's not why I bring it up. The reason I bring it up is because yesterday I spent all this time reading people's tweets and retweets and subtweets and tweet, 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 tweet. And very rarely did I see the name of Jesus invoked. There's a lot about theology and a lot about philosophy and a lot about, you know, conservative and high Anglo-Catholic and this and that, but I did not see a lot of the name of Jesus being invoked. So about every 4 hours, I need somebody just to text me and say, turn it off. Just turn it off. Walk away. Our gospel lesson for this morning is called the Good Shepherd. And it's funny because Jesus doesn't mention being a good shepherd anywhere in what we just read, does he? No, he calls himself the gate. I am the gate. What does that mean? What in the world is that all about? So let's just step back for a second. If you've ever hung out with sheep, you know that they are truly some of God's dumbest creatures ever. Okay, the sheep I've hung out with are really quite stupid. Every year, my mom and I go to the Scottish-Irish Festival in Estes Park outside of Denver, and we always go see the sheep trials and, you know, the herding of the sheep. They're not brilliant animals, and that's why we have to have a shepherd. They need a shepherd to take care of them. I heard a shepherd once say, you can do everything right with sheep. You can feed them and nurture them and care for them, and it can go pear-shaped overnight. They are not the world's brightest creatures. And so they need a shepherd. They need not only a shepherd, but a sheepfold, a place where they can be safe, be gathered, be cared for, be fed, sometimes sheared, and all the other things that happen on farms, okay? Jesus, in our lesson this morning, is telling us about being the gate. So not the shepherd, although we understand that from other references that Jesus makes about shepherding and the good shepherd. We understand that Jesus is the great high shepherd, the great shepherd of the sheep. But today he's talking about being the way in, the way into the sheepfold. The way into the pastures. He's the gate. Jesus is both immanent and transcendent. Jesus is both here and there. Jesus is all here and out there. What we understand about that is that we can't explain it away. And so Jesus is using these kind of metaphors that they would have gotten, although our lesson says that they didn't really get what he was talking about. I am the gate. I am the way to the Father. I am the way into life and life abundant. I am the way into the place where God is calling you to be. And so it is through Jesus, it is through the gate that we go in. We go into the Father's care. In this whole debate about communion and sacraments and sacramentality, what I desire is to hear that yes, we're distanced physically, but our sacraments are, you know, sometimes they're over the internet by zeros and ones, right? Sometimes they are in phone calls. Sometimes our sacramentality, the nature of making things holy, happens in a lot of different ways, but it always happens through Jesus. It doesn't happen on our own. It's not about magic words or magic hands. The only way this all works is if Jesus is the way into this new life, this life abundant that we've been called to. So those debates and those conversations, they have to start with Jesus. They can't start anywhere else. They can't start with what Jenny Leem thinks is the way things should be done, even though it should start with the way Jenny Leem thinks the way things should be done. It starts with Jesus, and it starts with that gift of Jesus being the way to the Father. Jesus is the gate through which we enter. Again and again in John's gospel, we hear Jesus saying, I am the true bread, I am the vine, I am this, I am, I am, I am, I am. He wants us to understand very clearly that this life that God is calling us to, this life that Jesus is going to deliver to us through the cross, he is the way into this new life. This life abundant. So in the next few weeks, the vestry and I are going to be thinking about how we as a community re-engage with in-person worship. And I want to assure you that I understand there'll be frustrations. I understand there'll be disappointment. I understand there'll be questions and not enough answers. But I want all of our conversations to start with Jesus. All of our conversations and our work to start at the gate. Because it is through Jesus that we will return to our church building. And it is through Jesus that we will return to our communal life. And it is through Jesus that that life will be different than it was before. So let's just remember, through Jesus, we are included. Through Jesus, we are challenged. Through Jesus, we are empowered. Through Jesus, we are honest. And through Jesus, we find hope. Those are our core values here at Annunciation. It's through Jesus that those moments and those events happen. And it is through Jesus that we enter the sheepfold. It is through Jesus that we enter the kingdom. I found a great meditation on this the other day. It's called Pasture, and it's by a poet named Andrew King. There's a place we can find, a good place, like quiet meadows where flowers spread, like green grasses by gentle streams. A place where the heart feels nourished, where the mind is hopeful, unhurried, where the spirit is glad and at peace. We'll name this place fulfillment. We'll name it healing and thankfulness. We'll name this good place pasture, for there we seek to feed. And there is a voice we can hear that calls us, a gentle voice, melodious, a voice like songbirds and laughter, like a mother comforting her children, like a shepherd calling his sheep. We'll name this voice acceptance. We'll name it mercy and forgiveness. We'll name it the voice of God's love, inviting us gently to feed. It invites us to enter pasture when we think we're hurt, we're too hurting to listen, too angry or grieving or fearful, to hear the voice that calls us to peace. It invites us to enter pasture when we're sure we're too busy to listen, too burdened or worried or pressured, to hear the voice that calls us to peace. It says, come in and go out and find pasture. It says, we are safe with the shepherd of all sheep. It says, meadows await us in this moment. It says, rest in love where you are. Joyfully feed. I offer you this meditation this morning in the name of the one who created us, the one who redeems us, and the one who sanctifies us always. Amen.